you were saying that you're not sure if people can be saved in other religions.
No, I sincerely doubt that they are, because...
Well, let me stop you right there. You say that you doubt. You have to be convinced that they can't be saved in other religions. To have a doubt about something the church has defined is heresy.
Okay, no. I mean, if they hold that they're a Buddhist to the very last breath, they go to hell. I mean, no matter what.
Let me ask you this. Are there any traditionalist groups or priests you support?
Yeah, I do.
Who?
I was supporting Father Foley, but Father Foley tend to be liberal, so he wasn't helping us out. It matters from getting worse underneath him.
But he doesn't even hold the state of a conscience position, does he?
Actually, he doesn't, no.
Right, and so you're supporting... Are you convinced that the Vatican II claimants are not true popes?
Yes, I do. Firmly.
Yet you're supporting a priest who holds that they are popes. Do you see the problem?
No, I stopped seeing that priest. I did.
Do you support him or not?
No, I did support him, because when I was going there, he was my parish priest. I did support him. Because I would talk to him.
No, I'm asking you currently, are there any priests you support or regard as Catholic?
Yeah.
Who?
That is a state of a conscious position.
Could you name one?
I don't want to name them. I don't want to be recorded. I don't want them to get bad.
Okay, well, all of those priests believe souls can be saved in false religions. All of them. That's a fact. They're as heretical on the salvation issue, essentially, as anti-Pope Francis. They're almost as bad on the salvation issue.
But on the salvation issue, they can't be saved. Like, I work with a Buddhist, Brother Peter, and every now and then, she comes to the conclusion that the Roman Catholic Church is valid. I know it. It's just that it's not that she even has to birth it, because she wants to, you know, it's something we get because we're validly confirmed. Is that, you know, I did tell her that, you know, when she went to Thailand, when they had the big, stay away from the ocean, you know, otherwise, you know, God's going to punish them over there.
Let me ask you this. Are you familiar with Archbishop Lefebvre?
Yes, I am. I'm familiar with him. Yeah.
Are you aware that he taught that souls can be saved in religions other than the Catholic religion?
Not that they're saved because of the religion.
That's where you're committing heresy. The Church doesn't teach that souls can be saved in non-Catholic religions, but by the Catholic Church. It teaches that if you don't have the Catholic faith, you cannot be saved. That's what it teaches. You don't believe that?
Yes, I do believe that. I solely believe that.
Okay, so are you familiar with Archbishop Lefebvre's statements that souls can be saved in a religion other than the Catholic religion? Are you familiar with those statements?
If they're lost in a different religion, God, you know...
Could you kindly answer my question? Are you familiar with the statements of Archbishop Lefebvre, in which he said that souls can be saved in a religion other than the Catholic religion? Have you seen those statements?
I want to bring proof. Okay.
Have you seen those statements?
Yeah.
It's a yes or no question. It's not a trick question. Have you seen those statements?
Yeah, but I wanted to.
Are they heretical?
What about St. Paul?
It's obvious. You refuse to call them heretical. You do agree with Lefebvre that souls can be saved in non-Catholic religions, and you're not honestly expressing what you believe.
Saint Paul was a Jew. He was not even baptized. Remember? He says not in the body or out of the body. He does not know. He was given a glimpse of the beatific vision. That's what even the demons weren't given. And he was a Jew, and he was going on his way to slaughter, gather up the apostolic college and slaughter them.
First of all...
And in a twinkling of an eye, he said...
First of all, you're conflating all kinds of different issues. You're talking about St. Paul prior to his conversion when he was killing Christians. That has nothing to do with whether someone can be saved without faith in Christ. You can't. The reason... that St. Paul was brought to Christ and given a special revelation is because God saw that he would accept the truth. You can't be saved as a non-Catholic. You can't be saved without faith in Christ. So what's your point then? What's your point?
My point is he was not even baptized, and he was led to one of the highest heavens and became one of the...
His discussion of his own experience was not a discussion about something that occurred to him before his baptism. It was about what happened after his conversion. What's your first name?
No, he wasn't even baptized.
What's your first name?
Jason.
Okay. No, you're not correct.
But he was not even baptized yet. Well,
he was baptized. The Acts of the Apostles records his baptism. And then the experiences he talks about... The experiences he talks about concern his conversion and post-conversion experience. They don't talk about what he was doing as far as mystically prior to his conversion. You're completely wrong.
And also,
your statement, even if it were true, would be completely pointless because you're claiming on the one hand that you don't believe souls can be saved without the Christian faith. And yet you're giving an argument as if people can be in some kind of special relationship with God that is salvific without the Christian faith. Do you see the contradiction? I have to say, you're in a spiritual fog. You are. It's pretty bad. Is Lefebvre's statement that souls can be saved in non-Catholic religions heretical or not?
They can be enlightened.
Could you answer my question, please, kindly? Is Lefebvre's statement that souls can be saved in non-Catholic religions heretical or not? Is Lefebvre's statement that souls can be saved in non-Catholic religions heretical or not?
Well, if it's just that statement and that's what he meant by it, that a Buddhist can get to heaven being a Buddhist, yes, it would be apostolic. I mean, that would be an
apostasy.
That
is what he meant, and that's what he said repeatedly, and that's what the Society of St. Pius X priests believe, that's what all the Sede Vacantis priests who believe in Baptism of Desire believes, and all the groups who support them, they all believe that. They all hold that. Everyone who believes in Baptism of Desire, basically, in the whole world, accepts that position. That's the truth. And so that's what you support by accepting BOD and the priests who support it. You all hold that. But let me ask you this. Do you reject invincible ignorance?
Invincible ignorance?
Do you believe that souls who are ignorant of the Trinity and the Incarnation, for example, a Muslim in Pakistan who's never heard of Christ, who's maybe 18 years old, do you think it's possible that someone like that could follow his own conscience and be saved because he's never heard of Christ through no fault of his own? Or are all the Muslims in Pakistan and Afghanistan and non-Catholics, all the Hindus in other parts of the world who've never heard of Christ or never been instructed in a very real way about Christ, can they be saved? Any of them?
They need a missionary to go out there. Could they be saved, through just following their own conscience? God would have to inform them.
Could they be saved through following their own conscience, yes or no?
They follow their own conscience and practice, charity alone covers a multitude of sins. God would have to inform them as he informed us.
You're not answering my question, Jason. Could they be saved if they don't hear about Christ, yes or no?
They would eventually hear about Christ anymore. They would have to, nowadays.
So all the people who don't hear about Christ are lost?
I don't know.
Right, exactly. Therefore, you contradict and deny Catholic teaching. Catholic teaching is that they have to have a positive knowledge of the mysteries of the Trinity and the Incarnation, not to mention baptism. They have to be baptized, but it's a dogma. Athanasian Creed, Benedict XIV, Pius X, Holy Office replies. St. Thomas teaches it. St. Alphonsus teaches it. The doctors of the Church teach it. You must believe in the Trinity and the Incarnation to be saved. There are no exceptions. That is the Catholic faith in terms of its simplest components. You deny the truth that you have to hold those mysteries and know those mysteries to be saved. You are therefore a heretic. And that's why you should look at the material on our site and embrace the faith because you don't have it, and your responses demonstrate that you cannot answer simple questions honestly.
Well, then St. Augustine, I did not have the faith, and St. Peter, St. Venerable Maria of Agreda didn't have the faith, and of all the popes that endorsed her work, Ciudad de Dios, who were saints, did not have the faith.
First of all, you said that St. Augustine didn't have the faith? That's what you're claiming?
Well, he said he believed in baptism of desire.
Actually, he was on both sides of explicit baptism of desire. He made statements that completely contradicted, but he never taught that souls can be saved without faith in the essential mysteries of the Trinity of the Incarnation. In fact, he taught...
They have to have that. They have to
but,
have it.
No, but if you don't believe that. You are just a total liar. You are just a complete liar, just like almost every other person we talk to about this matter who believes in baptism of desire. Well, that's just the truth. You're just a liar because you
say,
1 minute ago, you say that you are not sure that souls have to have a knowledge of the Trinity and the Incarnation. You say, I don't know. And now you're saying that you don't hold that heresy.
Okay, I'm not giving you a double talk.
Yes, you are.
This is a divine mystery. Whether a soul, God has to infuse the knowledge in them, I'm saying. Can they be saved? Can a sinner be saved? No, a sinner cannot be saved. He goes to hell. Yeah, because a sinner is against God.
It's a repeat with all of you heretics. It's just the same thing. It's the same dishonest spirit in all of you. Because here's what your problem is. You want to persuade yourself you believe in Catholic truth when you know you don't. That's your problem. You would be a little bit closer to possibly converting if you admitted what you really believe, which is that you do believe there could be exceptions.
Can a murderer be saved, Peter?
No.
Can a murderer, a valid pope?
No, not unless he converts.
Yes, that's my same thing. The same thing about those people.
Okay, so then why then when I asked you if all the Muslims in Pakistan or Afghanistan or the Hindus in another country, if any of them can be saved without faith in the Trinity, why did you say, I don't know?
Well, it's kind of like, can they be saved? Well, it's just like, my thing is like, oh, he's a murderer. Okay, can he be saved? The same thing. I don't know. Yes, God can forgive him.
No, an honest person can answer the question, okay? You're not an honest person. An honest person could say, no, they can't be saved unless they have the essential mysteries of faith. But you can't say that because you reject Catholic teaching and you're not honest. That's the problem. And that's why people like you love, quote, baptism of desire.
That's what I believe in. They have to be Catholic. Only the Catholic Church. There's only one church, and only one church gets into heaven.
All the heretics claim that there's one church, and many of them claim that you have to be Catholic on some level. It's what you mean by that.
You got to be Catholic. You got to be Roman Catholic.
Do you think the CMRI is heretical? Let me ask you this. Do you think the CMRI is heretical? Jason, do you think the CMRI is heretical?
I would stay away from them. But
do you think they're heretical?
I don't know too much about them.
Okay, well, if you read the material we've posted, you can see that they believe souls can be saved in false religions. I had a conversation with a priest where he says it right in the conversation. You can hear it. We've documented it from their writings. That's what all of them believe.
Yep.
They're all heretics. That's just the truth. They're all heretics.
But it's kind of like saying, you know, a person that commits murder or someone's guilty of homosexuality, someone that's living, a life of debauchery, can they be saved? No, they can't be saved. The first part of the answer is no, they can't be saved.
No,
that's the answer to all of it. But no, they can be saved, though. Can they be saved? No.
Yeah, if they convert, this is the lie that all of you resort to. You don't believe. You don't believe.
God has to flood them with the grace. That's what I'm saying. That's about the same people that are.
So there aren't any priests. So could you name any priests you consider Catholic?
A priest that I consider Catholic? A few. I can name a few.
Okay, who?
But they believe in. They also believe in baptism of desire.
Could you please tell me who?
Who? Well, there's a lot.
Okay, could you name one or two or three?
don't want to name them.
Oh, okay. Because you know that I'm going to be able to demonstrate that they believe souls can be saved in non-Catholic religions. And that's what you support.
Well,
let me ask you this. So you believe in baptism of desire? Explicit? You believe in baptism of desire?
Explicit? If they're not baptized, they would? Yeah, of course they can be saved. Persons that they can be saved.
Let me ask you this.
Let me ask you this. I commit mortal sin. I can't go to a priest at the time of death. Will I go to hell? I repent of that sin. I confess my sin.
Have you ever even watched any of our materials on this, or have you seen our video, Baptism of Desire Buried? Have you seen that video? Have you seen the video?
What about the souls that don't receive Holy Communion? Because God said that if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you shall not have life in you.
We've addressed this argument so many times. If you would look at the material and read the book, you would realize that the language in John 6:54, which is the verse you're referring to, is not the same as the language in John 3:5. The statement in John 3:5 that Jesus makes about the necessity of water baptisms is that unless a man is born again of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. It's universal. The statement in John 6:54 is, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. It's a statement to the people to whom he was speaking, and that applies to others who hear the command and can fulfill it. It's not universal in the same way that Jesus' statement in John 3:5 is. And since we're on the topic of John 3:5, are people who receive a, quote, baptism of desire, are they born again of water and the Spirit?
No, they have to go get immediately baptized.
No, but, so according to you, if a person dies with, quote, baptism of desire, he can be saved without being born again of water and the Spirit, right?
Definitely born of the Spirit. Many are...
You can't answer a simple question because the truth is not in you and you are not of the truth. We've talked to so many people over the years who are not of goodwill. When you try to focus on core points or truths which cut to the heart of their lies, they ramble on, they switch subjects, they mix things. Are the people who receive a, quote, baptism of desire born again of water and the Spirit, yes or no?
On the cross, you cover them and say,
You can't answer the question because you're just a liar.
What happened?
Could you try to answer my question, or is that too difficult for you? I answered your questions. Are the people who receive a, quote, Jason, are the people who receive a, quote, baptism of desire born again of water and the Spirit?
Water and the Spirit?
Yes or no?
Water and the Spirit.
You can't answer it because your position is false. You can't answer a question.
You know, the Catholic, you don't...
There you go. And it's just a waste of time to continue to talk to you. I pray for your conversion. I hope for your conversion. But
pray for me. Yeah, pray for me.
But you are a heretic and on the road to hell without any doubt. Okay?
Thank you, brother.